Raise your hand if you've ever had a celebrity crush. Raise his hand, raise your hand if they really creep you out now and you think it's weird. Raise his hand again. What's up, guys? My name is Jamie Grace. Welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to be freezing while I record this because for whatever reason, I have the heat on right now because I was like, oh, it's warm, it's warm, it's warm. So I turn the heat on and then I turn on my fan. That needs to stop. I'm going to record this intro, then I'm going to turn off the fan. And that's not one of those things where I'm like, yeah, like I'm famous and rich, so I run a fan and the heat at the same time. No, that's not what this is. This is me making a poor choice as a millennial that is probably somewhat just rebelling against the fact that growing up, if I was cold, my mom was like, put on a jacket. If I was hot, she'd be like, well, then go in your room and take off all your clothes and just like be by yourself. I make my mom sound terrible. Like she would say that, but it wasn't in total truth. Like she would also be like, if you're hot, like drink some water. This is the temperature I want. Like drink some water with some ice. What? Anybody else? That's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about celebrity crushes. Stick around. Good morning, good night, and good welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast, a podcast produced by me, Jamie Grace of 91. It's a weekly show of my rants and advice on pop culture, wellness, relationships, and life in general. My thoughts are sincere, my ADHD is obvious, and I hope that you are ready to listen, and if you like what you hear, that you'll subscribe and share. All right, guys, so I do want to say this really quick. If you've been watching my YouTube videos and if you're like, oh my goodness, like she finally figured out the audio quality thing. I was having an issue with some videos and the audio is just a hot mess. Y'all, I am so grateful for my Patreon community. I was able to just purchase a new microphone. It's actually a wireless mic with like a not a transmitter, but let's not nerd out on the mic right now, but it's just a really great quality microphone. So I just wanted to publicly thank everybody over at patreon.com/JamieGrace and just make it super clear that when you guys, you know, subscribe to my Patreon for that extra content, that extra episode every week, that money like legit goes back into creating videos and music and getting my, you know, my music, my last EP Normal got professionally mixed and mastered because of Patreon. So I just want to say thanks. I do also want to say that it's now too warm in the room because I turned the fan off. I cannot figure out the temperature. So that's just going to be the vibe of the day. I'm here for like 4 more hours by myself. And as you can tell, like I love my family. Yes, but I'm really pumped about that because alone time is super cool. Let's jump into this episode talking about celebrity crushes. Someone asked me about this in my DMs on Insta, but also it just, or the question box in Insta stories. But this comes up a lot. I mean, it's a popular topic. Have I ever had a celebrity crush? I think maybe yes, so. I'm not totally positive. I'll dig into that in a second. But do I think now, like as I look back, like do I think they're creepy? And I'm going to just be willing and just say yes. So here's the thing. One time I tweeted, I don't remember. One time I tweeted, and I like to also give the disclaimer that my husband knows that I tweeted this, and we laughed about it and had a crazy long conversation after it because he and I are both huge nerds, and we love to talk about, you know, everything. He's my best friend. But I tweeted maybe 4, 5, 6 years ago that I didn't think that God was going to bring me my husband until I got over my irrational crush on Zac Efron. And so when I was in like high school, right, I used to have these, we had these sleepovers weekends with all my friends, and, you know, girls' nights, if you will, and we called them Zac Efronathons. And we would just watch all his movies, like all the High School Musicals, Charlie with the Cloud. I think I'm thinking of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Sunny with a Chance, Charlie St. Cloud. I loved that movie that he did where he played a young man that was not neurotypical, that really enjoyed cross country racing. He had a twin brother in that. There were so many different movies that we would watch of his. Oh, Hairspray, of course. And then eventually, I mean, it got to the point where like we were all a bit reserved to watch some of his later movies, and we were like, thank you, Zachary, and we just watched all the old ones instead. But anyways, so we'd get together, we'd have these weekends, and I was actually like DMing with a friend of mine. I'll call her A because I don't want to call her out. I was DMing with a friend of mine, A, that used to come to these Zac Efronathons that I would host. And we were just kind of talking about, like, what was up with us? Like, was this a crush? What is it? And so I will say that as a grown married woman now, looking back, can I say that I had a crush on Zac Efron? I personally would say no at this point, because, like, now that I, and not that you have to be married to know what love is, but now that I know what love is, seeing someone on a TV and being like, oh, they're cute, that is not love. You know what I mean? That's not even a crush in my book. Even, you know, and again, that is just kind of where my brain is at as a grown up. But where was I as a high schooler, right? As a college kid? Okay, sorry, my mic cut off. So where was I as a high schooler and as a college kid? And I was talking to my friend A about this, and I was like, look, I'm gonna be real with you. I did not have a crush on him, but what was happening is that I saw this guy who, I loved his movies, I loved his acting, I loved High School Musical in general, and the thing that, like, I wanted to host appreciation to be able to watch all this guy's movies, and I was surrounded by a bunch of other girls, and we all have feelings and thoughts, and the world tells us about these feelings and thoughts, and to be real with you, I kind of just figured it made sense to be like, hey, I've got a crush on this guy. When, I mean, I just want to be totally transparent and frank with y'all. Like, obviously your type can change over the years. Some people don't even have a type. That's totally cool. But, like, if I look at my husband and I look at Zac Efron, like I wasn't attracted to him. Zac Efron is who I'm referencing. That is no diss on that man. I liked the movie. I liked High School Musical because it was fun and they were singing and dancing. And I thought it was fun that they had a boy that was singing and dancing, because I was like, this is not very popular. Everybody else is always saying stick to the status quo, but he says, no, I want to be LeBron James and Leslie Odom Jr. I want to be Cody Zeller and Lin-Manuel Miranda. I would like to do all of the activities. But they are all saying that I can't do the activities, but I want to be myself. Just like Casey Stroll loves to dance and pop and lock and jam and do her homework, I want to do all the activities. And I thought to myself, I said, self, this looks like a fun movie, and he seems like a fun actor, and he has cool hair. And does he have a nice face? Okay, cool. But that doesn't mean I have a crush on him. And I think when we as humans, right, when we as humans are, we see a fellow human that is talented, that is fun, that's doing a good job at their job, that is creating content that we enjoy, and oh, they also look nice as a person because they brush their hair, or because look at those cheekbones, or because look at the way that you wore the right jeans for your calves, and you know how to, you know, dress, and you match the stripes with the polka dots, and it's unique. When we were able to point out these things about a person, and we immediately are pressured, or, you know, whether vocally or verbally or subconsciously, whatever, we're pressured into, like, oh, you must have a crush on them. That's a lot. And when I looked back at, you know, the kid I was, and I mean, I was a content creator at that point. So, of course, there is a ton of content that I even have that never got shared. That was just more of my journaling content. So when I look, like, I have hours of journals, of video diaries. I know that's a cheesy phrase, but I have hours of video diaries from that season of my life. And I see this kid, me, the kid, that really just appreciated High School Musical, and that appreciated Charlie St. Cloud, and that, like, really enjoyed this content. And I was a single, 17, 18, 19 year old young lady. So I probably did maybe think he looked nice, but I never had a crush on him, right? Like, I was never, like, interested or intrigued in that way. I mean, y'all have heard me talk about singlehood and dating at that age. I was making videos at that age, and I was just, like, not really trying to do that. I was just like, can someone just give me a record deal, please? I was way focused on other things. I say all this to say, because I know, again, I'm talking about celebrity crushes here. But if we're going to talk about celebrity crushes, we have to be real with ourselves and ask ourselves, are we actually talking about crushes, or are we just a fan of this person's work? Like, Why can't we just support this person's work? Why can't we just develop the self-control to appreciate a human without calling it a crush? I just, you know, I mean, because like the like being realistic, like I just, this might come out weird, but I just, again, we're going to get to very specific talk of celebrity crushes in a few minutes. I trust, let's just say I trust me. I do trust me, but I need y'all to trust me. Just roll with it here. Okay, so me and my sister, we don't think we look anything alike. A lot of people do think we look alike. That's beside the point. The gist of this is that some people do think we look alike, right? Okay, my husband has the self-control. This is such a weird thing to say. I'm about to throw up. My husband has the self-control so that he's not walking out into the world being like, oh, my wife is the only pretty and nice person. Like, if my husband thought that about me, I would feel very uncomfortable if he was like, everyone else is trash. Everyone else is ugly. Your mom's ugly. Your sister's ugly. All your bridesmaids were ugly. Oh my gosh. I would be like, why are you so mean? Like, they didn't do anything to you. Why can't you be nice to my friends? Like, you don't have to call them pretty, but you don't have to call them ugly. Right? You guys see where I'm going with this? So my husband has the self-control to like look at me and think that I'm the prettiest. Like, I'm the one he wants. He be kissing my face. He likes me. My sister kind of looks like me, but he's not looking at my sister and being like, oh, wait, she's not ugly. She's also talented. Wait, she makes more money than the one I married. I probably need to have a celebrity crush. Like, no, he can just appreciate her as a human and build a relationship and a friendship with her. And for them, it's a brother and a sisterhood. It stresses me out because I've had conversations with people when they're like, whether it's a celebrity or not, when people are like, oh, I have a crush on someone. And I'm like, tell me about all the things that make you have a crush on them. And they like list all the things and I'm like, if we're going by this principle, then you should technically have a crush on everyone in the world. And that is very unrealistic and unhealthy and messy and gross. So then let's apply this concept, yes, to celebrity crushes and to the concept of a celebrity crush. It overwhelms me, if I'm being honest. I wish that we could live in a culture that did not kind of like teach young women that like their worth is, and I don't think that all culture is teaching young women this, but I do feel like a lot of young women grow up with the mindset of like, okay, who's going to be my crush? Who's going to be my best friend? Who's going to be, it's, you know what I mean? It's like these rules for relationships and these like guidelines for like, oh, if you are friends with this kid on the playground, you must have a crush on him. Or if you are, you know, texting this one girl from your class, she must be your best friend, your absolute best friend. You better stick with her for forever. And, you know, then when women get to like college and beyond, and it's like, oh, well, I still have my same friend from kindergarten. And then those women are put on a higher pedestal than other women that don't have those same friends. And it's almost like a judgment of their character. And it's like, okay, who is your celebrity? Like, I saw this one trend going around online. It was like, let's compare your celebrity crush to who you're with now. Your childhood celebrity crush to who you're with now. And I don't know. I'm not wildly into that culture. And so I should also clarify that, especially if someone is listening to this and they are not wildly familiar with what I do, which is totally okay. Welcome to the podcast. You know, some people would call me a celebrity. I believe that I'm a like a niche celebrity. I can still walk into Target and live my good old fashioned classic life, right? But if I were to walk into certain youth groups, that might be a different story, right? I was a teen star in you know, Christian music and gospel music culture. And then that teenage stardom, if you will, carried into my early 20s. And I'm still, I guess, relatively known today. And so, I call myself a four-hit wonder. I wasn't a one-hit wonder. I'm very grateful to have had four hits, four radio hits in my early 20s. But I live a very different life now. Anyways, I say all that to say, to some people, they would call me a celebrity. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know I'm not, obviously not like a, whatever. That's beside the point. What I'm getting at is until you, this may not be as easily received or processed or understood, rather, until you are 18 or 19 years old and someone that you do not know, that knows nothing about you, like, walks up to you and is like, I'm interested in you, right? Or like, I want that body. Like, that does not feel good, you know? And I want to bring up a very specific situation that I say specific, but also was, and sometimes is a recurring theme in my life. Imagine you are you're a young girl and you're underage and you like singing songs, you like making music. And imagine a husband and wife want to come and tell you how much they like your music, right? And imagine this husband and wife, they're like in their 30s or 40s or even 50s. And so that husband and wife comes up to you and they're like, I want to tell you how much we like your music. And then you're like, great, I want to get a picture with you guys. We got to document the moment. You know, this is a pre-COVID world. No one has on a mask. We can just be friends of friends forever. And then the wife is like, well, how about you guys just take a picture because he wants you. Now, remember, you're a young underage girl, right? And he is a grown married man whose wife just gave him permission to spend private time with you. Now, because you are from a certain part of Atlanta, you give them a look that says, the devil is a lie, either all three of us, or ain't no pictures being taken today, hunty. And that's just a thing that happens in your life every 3 to 4 weeks until you're 24, 25 years old, right? Sometimes it happens 2, 3, 4 times a night in a church lobby. And there are many older, wiser Christian men that see this and smile. We don't oftentimes think about things in role reversal, right? Because we embrace the air-quoted innocence of a young underage girl becoming fascinated, infatuated, and borderline lusting after, you know, wanting to marry, wanting to touch, wanting to kiss, wanting to slap, wanting to whatever a grown-up that sings songs. But what if that grown-up is interested in a girl that's underage? I'm not saying that the entire culture of celebrity crushes is tainted. I'm not saying that it's all foolish. I'm back. I had to get a snack. I'm not saying that it's all foolish, that it's all a hot mess. Because at the end of the day, celebrities are everyday people. Celebrities are, you know, it's like somebody's got to have a crush on them. If we're talking like two single people, and like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with like I married a guy that I met in an autograph line. There's so much more to that story. If you want to know, type in how we met and then type in my name on YouTube. If you want more of that story. So if we're talking, you know, a couple of single grown people that are like, or just say a single person that's like grown and you are showing like interest in another person, right? There's nothing wrong with that. I used to think it was hilarious. Why did I say that? Hilarious. And I was never offended by it. And I really hope that whatever. But people would come up to me on my autograph line all the time and be like, here's a picture of my brother. Here's his phone number. You should date him. I thought that was the smoothest thing you could. I'm like, I respect that. Bruh, not everybody that is single wants to be single for a long time. So you got to shoot your shot. And if that means sending your 14-year-old sister to do the dirty work because you want to make sure that it doesn't look creepy, even though that shouldn't seem creepy, but you understand how it could look. So you're like waving over in the corner like, hey, I didn't want to, you know, push the boundary. So I sent my sister to do my work. Bro, I ain't mad at you. Like, no, obviously now that's weird. It's creepy. I'm married. But do y'all see what I guess? I hope this is being translated properly. The concept of like celebrity crushes. Am I saying that it's wrong? No. But do I think it's weird when one of those celebrities, either the celebrity or the everyday person, is underage? Yeah, I think it's really inappropriate. And two, do I think it's wrong if the celebrity or the everyday person is in a public relationship, right? If they're acknowledging that they are in a relationship. Yeah, I think that's wrong. Or if they are like publicly saying things like, you know, I'm not interested in you, or like, I don't want this. Right. So yeah. So those are my thoughts on celebrity crushes. I don't think they're wrong, but can it get real creepy real fast? Yes, it can. So be mindful. Be mindful of like, if you're, and also be mindful of like, whether this is a celebrity crush or an everyday person. Like, this is not your value. It's not your worth. Don't allow it to become an obsession, yeah? Don't allow this to be something where it's like, you think about this person all day long, you're just all consumed by them, and you're just, you live for them, and you're just desperate for their attention and their affection and their care and consideration. It doesn't have to be like that. And it also doesn't have to be a crush. There's nothing wrong with it's actually a good thing to develop the self-control to see great, talented, beautiful, attractive, kind, friendly, fun human beings as human beings that are all of those qualities and maybe even more. Because hopefully, you know, if you already have a crush right now, hopefully someday you'll be in a relationship, maybe with the person you have a crush on, or maybe not. And you will be so grateful that you developed those tools to be able to have self-control now. Because if you don't have that self-control in your future relationship, what are you going to do? Just break up with your significant other every time someone more attractive comes along? Or just go and kiss whoever you want? Or just swipe through whoever's Instagram because your spouse made you mad or because you'd rather be with somebody else? Celebrity crushes, I think a lot of times people have them, especially in an irrational sense, you know, the obsessive way. I think a lot of times people have celebrity crushes because it feels so out of reach. So it's like, oh, this is okay. You know, I see a lot of married women commenting on certain celebrities' pages and TikToks and stuff because they're like, it's okay because I'll never be with this person. I'll never be around this person. But one, they're a human just like you are. Their fame could change overnight and they open up a coffee shop down the street from your house and all they want is to date someone or be in a good relationship. So what is it now? You have a crush on the coffee man down the street? I think that will be called a barista, and I'm sorry for the offense that I've put out on the community. Or what about in the event that, you know, it's 2020 and you post a funny video of your cat or your dog or your kid, and now all of a sudden you're super famous. Now you're a celebrity. What are you going to do about it now? Y'all both celebrities. Oh, so it's okay. You have to stop having your crush because you're married. Oh, you can't have your crush anymore because you are in a relationship. You can't have your crush anymore because you are underage. Or they are underage. That's a problem, bruh. It just got creepy in here. So be mindful of all those things. I hope you guys are taking notes because I don't feel like recapping it. If you like this episode and you're listening in Spotify, please do me a favor and share into your Instagram story and tag me. If you're listening to this in Apple Podcasts, please leave me a review. 5 stars, but only if it's honest. And if you're listening in Overcast, please click the little share button, post it on your Instagram, and tag me. And if you're listening in any other app, I can't help you because I don't know what that would be. Android. I'm sorry. I got to pee. Okay, bye.